This is the Feminine Podcast, the official podcast of Feminine, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. I'm Jenny Beck-Esme, editor-in-chief of Feminine. Next up, from our Fix 18 conference talks, we have a talk from Dr. Kristen Kent, called 95 Years of the ERA and Still at It Today. Dr. Kent is an emergency physician working primarily locums tenens in telemedicine. She is a dedicated member of the American Academy of Emergency Medicine and currently serves on the Academy's National Affairs Committee and Women in Emergency Medicine Committee. She's the president of AAEM's New York State chapter. She's pretty active. For over 20 years, she has volunteered to care for underserved medical populations both in the United States and abroad. A year ago, she established an organization called 1923 with the mission to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment, or ERA, to the United States Constitution. And that's exactly what she's going to address here in her Fix 18 talk. Enjoy.
Last November, I started an organization called 1923 with the mission to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution. I'm moving over. So Fix is the perfect and probably easiest venue for me to convince you to care about the Equal Rights Amendment. So I'm gonna tell you four quick things. I'm probably gonna summarize and oversimplify, but I'm going to tell you what the Equal Rights Amendment is, why we need it, a very brief history of the Equal Rights Amendment, and what you can do today to take action. So what is the Equal Rights Amendment? The Equal Rights Amendment is a proposed amendment to our Constitution. It has three sections. The meat of the amendment is in the first section, and it has 24 words. Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. It is simple, and it simply says that sex discrimination would be prohibited by our Constitution. The other two sections are straightforward. Congress can enforce it, and it would take effect 2 years after ratification. So why do we need the Equal Rights Amendment? We need it because we don't have it. When the United States Constitution was written, women were treated according to English common law and social tradition. Women were essentially not given legal rights. Our Constitution has not been updated to include women, except for one right. The only right in our Constitution where it is prohibited to discriminate based on one's sex is the right to vote. And that didn't happen until 1920 with the 19th Amendment. The omission of women from our Constitution has perpetuated a culture that allows discrimination of women to continue essentially unchecked. We need the Equal Rights Amendment because we have made significant gains, especially in the past 40 to 60 years. We have laws and regulations that promote equality. However, a lot of these laws tackle one specific issue and don't address the issue at its core like the Equal Rights Amendment would do. Also, elected officials can easily overturn or change these legislative initiatives much easier than a constitutional amendment. So we need the Equal Rights Amendment to protect what we have done and let us build on the future. We need the Equal Rights Amendment because of how courts look at discrimination cases. So I need to explain this concept of judicial scrutiny to you. Judicial scrutiny is a hierarchy of standards that courts use when there is an allegation of a violation of one's constitutional right. It is used to determine what has more weight, a citizen's constitutional right, or a law or regulation that might discriminate between groups of people. Now, when there are discrimination cases that have to do with national origin or ethnicity or religion, courts use strict judicial scrutiny. When it comes to discrimination based on one's sex, intermediate scrutiny is used, and there is a difference. So it's okay if a law discriminates between groups of people under intermediate scrutiny if that law serves an important governmental interest and is substantially related to that interest. For strict scrutiny, there's a higher level. So what must be proved is that there is a compelling interest, it is narrowly tailored to achieve that interest, and it's done by the least restrictive means possible. Intermediate scrutiny has led courts to determine cases that are varied and often unpredictable, and the outcomes for women are much less favorable than they would be with strict scrutiny. So the Equal Rights Amendment would change this, make it the highest level of scrutiny with strict scrutiny, and discriminatory legislation would be invalidated more often. We need the Equal Rights Amendment because we have Fix and Feminem and Me Too and Us Too and Time's Up and I Believe Her. All of these things that are going on now that we feel so passionate about, the equal rights would be the backbone for the legal remedy for these issues. Okay, so this is an extremely brief timeline for the Equal Rights Amendment. I chose to call my organization 1923 because 1923 was the first year where the Equal Rights Amendment was introduced to US Congress. The concept of the ERA and drafts of the ERA came long before 1923, but that was the first year where it actually went into our government. The ERA did not gain much traction at first, but it was introduced to every single session of Congress from 1923 until 1972. In 1972, US Congress passed the ERA by 2/3 of a vote. In order for an amendment to become part of our Constitution, Congress needs to pass it by 2/3 of a vote, and they send it to states for ratification. Typically, what needs to happen is 3/4 of the states need to ratify it. 3/4 of 50 is 38 states. And so in 1972, Congress sent the ERA to the states for ratification. But they added one thing to it. In the preamble of the bill, they put an arbitrary 7-year deadline. They sent it to the states. Many states started to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment quickly. Hawaii did it in a few hours. Women were finally going to get equality. However, at the same time, there was an anti-equality movement. They were very well funded, they were very well organized, and they were very good at what they did. They went around and told everyone that the Equal Rights Amendment would destroy morality and destroy families. They won, and only 35 states ratified the Equal Rights Amendment in the 1970s. No states ratified after 1977. So the 7-year deadline was going to be up in 1979. Congress realized in 1978 there was only one more year. So they extended this arbitrary 7-year deadline to 10 years. And the anti-equality movement was so strong and so good that still no more states ratified. Most thought that the ERA was done. And then in 1992, the Madison Amendment became the 27th Amendment. This amendment has nothing to do with equality. It has to do with how Congress is paid. But the thing about the Madison Amendment is that it took 202 years, 7 months, and 10 days for it to be ratified after Congress passed it. So compare that timeline to a 7-year deadline or a 10-year deadline or a 46-year deadline. The short amount of time for the ERA doesn't seem to matter very much. So moving forward, 2017, Nevada became the 36th state to ratify the ERA. And last May, Illinois became the 37th state. So where do we go from here? What I advocate for, and what I feel like probably most ERA advocates advocate for, is to go ahead and finish the 38 states, so one more state, and to have the deadline removed at the federal level. So those two steps, and then we'll see what happens. Right now, at the federal level, with US Congress, there are two bills that are essentially the same bill to remove the deadline for the Equal Rights Amendment. One is on the Senate side. It is Senate Joint Resolution 5, and it has been in the Senate Judiciary Committee since the beginning of 2017. On the House bill, the same essential bill, is House Joint Resolution 53, and it is in the House Subcommittee on the Constitution and Civil Justice. So just for background information, there are also bills in Congress now to start all over with the ERA. At the state level, Virginia has already pre-filed a bill for Virginia to ratify the ERA, and that bill will be introduced on their first day of session on January 9th, 2019. There are 12 other states that have not ratified, and most of them will introduce bills to their state assemblies next year. Most of the states that did not ratify introduced bills last year. The only state that was able to get the ERA bill out of a committee was Illinois, and they sent it to the floor and they voted for ratification. So what can you do today? So this is where the note cards come in. I have pre-addressed postcards. They are written to the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, who is Senator Grassley, and the chair of the House Subcommittee on the Constitution and Civil Justice, and that is Steve King. It is asking them to hold a hearing in their committees to remove the deadline for the Equal Rights Amendment. So if you would sign them and write where you're from, we will collect them, and I will put stamps on them and have them mailed by Friday. That is amazing that everyone just bent over to write their name. That was amazing. Okay, so what else can you do? It's amazing that I got the Vote Feminist t-shirt. So you need to vote next month. You need to vote for feminists, and you need to vote for candidates that support the Equal Rights Amendment. If you don't know who that is where you live, let me know, and I will find out for you if I don't already know. Our website is 1923era.org. There are legislative updates, resources, and events. We are on Twitter, it's 1923, and the handle is US_ER amendment. My Twitter handle is Kristen Kent MD. Anytime you want, find me or email me at kristen@1923era.org or kristenkentmd@gmail.com. Thank you very much.